Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a brief preview of this week's sermon at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening today. Well, thank you for taking time to listen today, and I hope you're having a great Saturday so far. Tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll preach through to the end of chapter 20 in Acts, and we'll see Paul bid farewell, sort of a tearful farewell, to those Ephesian elders. He had served with them for 3 years in Ephesus. He had been their leader, and it had come time for him to tell them goodbye. And when we left off last Sunday, we were right in the middle of his farewell address to these men, and tomorrow we'll see his final words that he speaks to them. Have you ever had to say goodbye to someone or to a group of people, and you know that you probably won't see them again, or you know for sure that you won't be with them anymore the way you have been for a period of time? Maybe they've been a regular part of your life, almost a daily part of your life for a while, and now you're moving on, or either they're moving on, and so you come to that final occasion when you will be together, and it's time to say goodbye. I remember the first church where we pastored. Our family was in a little church up in North Mississippi, out in the country. And we had spent 3.5 years with those people, and we loved them dearly, and they loved us. And we just had a great time together for those 3.5 years. And it came time, though, the Lord was moving us on. He had given us an opportunity, and we felt his leadership to leave and go to another church. And so we had to resign that church and tell those folks goodbye, and they had a fellowship for us after church that final Sunday night, and just a sweet time together. And then we gathered in one of the families, in the home of one of the families there, and quite a few people were there, and we prayed together and said our goodbyes. And what do you say when you come to a time like that? You say, you know, thank you so much for loving us. Thank you for letting us be a part of your lives. You express your gratitude for all that they've done for you. And it's just a sweet time in a way, but also bittersweet farewell. And tears are shed, and you know it's not going to be the same anymore. You might see them again, but it won't be like it's been. And so I can kind of relate to what the time that Paul had come to here with these Ephesian elders. It was a tearful farewell, but for Paul, it was more than that. He was wanting to pour his life into those elders. He knew he wouldn't be with them anymore to lead them, that they would be on their own. And so he wanted to take this final opportunity to just pour out everything he could that would be helpful to them. We saw last week that he looked to the past in the first part of his farewell address. He looked back to the time that he had spent with them, and he reminded them how he had held nothing back that would be profitable to them spiritually, especially as it related to salvation, and how he had just given his all there in the ministry in Ephesus. And we're going to see in the second half of this farewell address that he looks to the future, and he reminds these Ephesian elders of their responsibility to be the under-shepherds in the church and to shepherd the flock of God. And then he warns them that after his departure, he calls them grievous wolves would come in, people that would come in and with false doctrine and with twisted words and would try to lead people astray to follow them instead of following Jesus Christ. And so he tells them to shepherd the flock of God. That just simply means to feed the flock and to care for the flock, to lead the flock. And he calls it the church of God. And that just simply means that it's God's church. It belongs to him. And he reminds them of that, that they are the under-shepherds, not the shepherd, but they are the under-shepherds. And they've been given a stewardship over God's church. And then he says this. He says, which he purchased with his own blood. And I want to tell you, there's a whole sermon just in that phrase. In fact, there's probably a series of sermons that you could preach just from that phrase. But when you stop and think about what it's saying there, he purchased the church. God purchased the church with his own blood. That's a very powerful statement about the deity of Christ. And that just simply means that Jesus is God. Jesus is God. And here's one of the places in Scripture where it's clearly stated that Jesus is God. You know, when you think about it, that's really the message of the entire Bible, that man is so thoroughly sinful, and his sin is such an offense to the perfectly holy God, that the only way God's holiness could be satisfied was by his own death. That's the only thing that would satisfy God's sense of holiness and his wrath against sin. The only thing that would satisfy that was his own death. I want to ask you today, do you understand that? Is that something that you've come to not only understand, but to believe in your life? You've rested your eternal soul on that great truth? Well, if you have, then that means that your sins have been forgiven, that you're right with God, that you're part of the family of God, you're part of His church, and it's a glorious thing if God has led you to believe and to understand those things. But if not, it's something that you really need to consider. It's something you really need to spend some time thinking about, because your eternal soul hangs in the balance, not only on you understanding that just with a head knowledge, but on you trusting in that, trusting in God and what He did to redeem a people to Himself. And so I hope you will consider that. And I hope you'll be there tomorrow to hear us preach about these great truths. If you're trying to decide where to go to church tomorrow, then we'd like to invite you to come be with us at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay. We would love to see you there. Our people would love to see you there. You'd find a warm welcome. We're just a simple church. We worship in a simple way. I think you'd feel right at home and very much at ease and comfortable just in a very short amount of time. And you'd certainly find a warm welcome there from the people of God at Grace Baptist Church. If you'd like more information about the church, you can find it here on this sermon audio site where you're listening. You could just navigate just a little bit and you'd find a wealth of information about our church here. Or you can go to our website, which is gracegrandbay.com. That's gracegrandbay.com. Or you can call this number 251-583-7930. That's 251-583-7930. Well, now that you've listened to this week's sermon preview, let me ask you, would you share the link to this podcast with some people you know and invite them to listen and invite them to meet you at Grace tomorrow? It's a great way to share the gospel. We always try to include an evangelistic presentation of the gospel in some way in these podcasts. And then let me ask you to also do this. Pray for our time together tomorrow. Take some time out sometime during the day, just to get alone with the Lord and ask Him to bless our time together, to pray for the Sunday school hour when the teaching of God's Word will be taking place to adults and to children of all ages throughout the building. And just ask God to bless that time and then ask Him to meet with us in power and glory as we worship Him at 11 o'clock. Well, again, thank you for listening. We do this as part of our ministry to the church, and I hope it's helped prepare your heart to hear God's Word tomorrow, and I hope you'll take time every Saturday to listen and invite others to meet with us. And when we gather for worship in the morning, I look forward to seeing you there. Hope you have a great rest of your day. God bless you. Hope to see you tomorrow.